Hockey's not doing too hot right now.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. The whole sport really in general?
No, just the Dallas Stars playing terrible.
Yeah.
So I think we're done. But good news for the podcast. We got a couple DMs from listeners about my notepad and wanting
really?
To
Really? I
buy
didn't
it.
See nothing about that.
Yeah.
No way.
It's funny. It's almost like he's making it up.
Go to our... I'm serious.
Okay.
Liar.
I also got a personal message on my Instagram.
What is this one?
Was that one?
And Josh.
Oh.
$15 for the notebook.
Yeah. And then Josh
bidding
said...
Bidding war.
Josh DM'd us first. Said $10. Then Zoe did 15. And after that, I was like, I honestly don't really want to take their money. It's not worth that much. So I
it's
thought
only
it would be,
worth $15.
It would be more fun just to do a. You can do like a random drawing generator on Google,
and then the winner generator. Has to pay $100 for the notebook.
Yeah,
and they get it.
It'll just send it
Sorry.
To them.
Is your name?
You just pay for shipping.
Yeah. No, that's fine. I'll pay for shipping.
Wow, Gavin. So you're giving away a priceless relic and paying to send it there.
My yeah. goodness. You're going to send your body, too?
I just got so much.
You guys get Gavin's body for 1 week.
That's all inclusive.
All inclusive.
It's not.
No, guys, not seriously, cool. You don't get it. It's just the notebook and his ideas.
It's just the notebook. It's just my brain.
You get Gavin's
probably
brain
some good ideas
for
in
a
there.
Week.
Yeah. Gavin brain for 1 week.
The things that I've written down in there. I just went through it before we recorded, made sure there was nothing crazy in there. There's not. I didn't like write down something because I was mad at Parker.
What?
Or Christian or anything.
My just legs are just stuff. Glistening right now.
Yeah, Parker and Christian are both beet red.
When you're sunburned, do you get like chills every once in a while?
Yeah. And then you burn every once in a while. I just get really hot all of a sudden.
Yeah. I'm really hot right now. Sleeping tonight is going to suck.
Yeah, showering also.
I showered. It was fine. Just make it a little cold. Feels good.
Do you ever reach a point where you just like can tough out a sunburn?
What?
What do you mean?
Where you're like, you don't.
You what else are you supposed to do?
Instead of killing.
Well,
like,
you guys
are dying,
ripping my skin
like,
off.
Oh, it hurts when I take a shower or this sunburn hurts.
Uh-huh. Oh, do you ever get to a point where you stop complaining? Is that
yeah.
what you're asking?
Oh, do you ever get to a point where you use proper gamma, Gavin?
Proper gamma, Gavin. Huh? You ever get there?
Well, because I get, my arms get pretty burnt at work now, or my shoulders were getting pretty burnt, but it's just like, oh man, that's really bad. That's way worse than my burns were.
Gavin has no idea.
Your guys' burns are real bad.
Yeah, well,
is
mine
it
are
be the
that
thing
bad.
Where it turns white? Had,
oh, yeah, it's going to.
I had to burn.
Oh, it just changes so fast.
Really?
I had a burn last year that was the worst I've had and the worst I've seen anyone else have also. Probably the worst sunburn of all time.
Florida?
Everyone's sending your sunburn pics. I think mine tops Ooh. It.
We're going to get some nasty.
Yeah, send in your sunburn pics. We'll put them up on the podcast.
Blisties.
Your shoulders were really gross.
We went to the lake last year, that lake day.
Oh, yeah.
And
Bob Salmon. Did you get like boils?
Yeah, it was terrible. I mean, just... I couldn't move, bro.
Parker, look this up. There was this
no, I will not.
Girl that
no,
was...
not sunburn pics, guys.
No, it's just this one specific story.
Leprosy pics. Parker, look it up.
Elephantitis.
This girl was snorkeling. I don't know if it was just for fun or...
Probably for fun.
It's for a research deal, but she was just snorkeling for so long.
Who snorkels for research?
And for so long.
A biologist.
You scuba dive for research.
That's really ineffective. Just
maybe
you can only stay on the surface. You can go down every once in a while.
You can go down,
but you got to be breathing out that thing.
No, you
Always
can go under
water.
For a couple minutes.
No, you can't.
Yeah,
not
you can.
Unless you're big money Christian over here that can hold his breath for a few minutes.
Christian, you cannot hold your breath right now. No talk. That includes no talking.
Plug your nose too.
But she was.
That was always the trick.
The
that
she
one
got
kid
sucked
in
out.
Elementary school that said he could hold his breath for like 5 minutes. You put your finger under his nose. You can feel that.
Yeah,
stick
your fingers in his nose.
He's like, oh,
I can't. You're like threw me off. But she got lost at sea for a little while, and her sunburn was so bad, like Christian's boils. But bring them all to one big boil, just like A couple massive boils on her shoulders.
Shoulder pads.
Oh, dude, so bad.
Don't some people have to get like surgery. Please.
Yes.
For like skin grafts for sunburns. Oh, it's like
third degree burns. Mm-hmm. Holy crap.
That's crazy that the Skyball can do that to
couldn't us. Couldn't catch a break on like no overcast days in the ocean. You just got cooked the entire time.
It was days?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, dude.
In the sun or in being in the water makes it worse. Like,
How did she get so sunburned if she was she must have been snorkeling. She couldn't have been scuba diving.
Yeah,
she was stranded at sea.
I said snorkeling.
A wetsuit when you're scuba diving, right?
Yeah,
you have to.
You can be scuba diving for days.
Yeah.
Typically you do though.
For days?
No. Wear a wetsuit.
Oh yeah. Gosh, dude.
But yeah, she got taken out into the ocean. This was a long time ago. Might have been an Australian. That seems like something
they don't
an Australian
burn as much,
would do.
I don't think.
Those movies were always captivating where you're lost at sea and they're just like on the boat. Life of Pi, Unbroken, probably others.
Castaway.
That wasn't as much on the
on
a raft. He's on an island.
It's a good movie. Oh, I didn't know that's what you meant. Yeah, he was on a raft at the end.
Mm-hmm. FedEx. You worked for FedEx?
It was a real true story, actually.
No way.
True story. No, I don't know.
No.
I wish. That'd be cool. Well, no, I don't wish, but it would be cool.
We're really sorry. Suffered like that. Yeah. That'd make it way better in the story.
You know, I understand what you mean.
Hannah and I went on a date.
Boring.
On Friday.
Boring.
We went to this Thai place.
Oh, what'd you get? Thai food?
Not that great of a Thai place.
Really?
No chicken. Give me like 3 pieces of thinly cut chicken like they do for, you know, chicken pad Thai.
But thinly cut chicken.
Huh? It's super thin, like
it's
little strips.
Like chunks.
No, it's not usually chunks. Parker doesn't eat pad thai that often.
Thai.
But we went to see this movie actually with Christian and Haley.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
It was pretty good. If you're into imaginary friends and stuff.
What does IF stand for? Imaginary friends?
Yeah, imaginary friend. But they don't want to call them that. That's like.
They call
profiling.
Them IF or
they call
it
them ifs.
Oh.
Did you ever have imaginary friends?
No. I was normal.
Me neither. Did you, Christian?
No.
I feel like you might have, but you just wouldn't tell people.
No, I didn't.
That's evil.
I feel like he did.
Well, everybody, I never had like a consistent like.
Here we go. Mm-hmm. I never had a consistent.
There wasn't just like some
friend.
Person in my head, this is Pedro and he's my imaginary friend. It was like you play with your Legos and it's like this is a person, this is a different person.
Yeah. That
you role play.
Right.
With your toys as a kid. But you don't have like. A disembodied being as your friend.
Sure.
I know, I should.
I gave them bodies, so it's fine.
Yeah.
My Lego friend that I took everywhere in my pocket.
Snatched.
Would eat lunch with me every day. Yeah, Parker had imaginary friends, it turns out.
Why would I do that?
I don't know.
I was not allowed. Even if
sunburns itch usually, you think?
Yes. Oh yeah.
Oh,
lake.
Man.
It's gonna don't itch it.
And then it hurts so bad.
Lake
when you
rash
itch it.
And turtle flu make you itch. So maybe that's what you.
Is
got.
That what you guys were looking up?
Maybe it's a mixture.
When you're out on the.
No, we looked up tetanus.
Tetanitis.
Mm. AKA lockjaw.
Uh huh.
It's called lockjaw.
Yeah. I like. Have you noticed Google? When you Google stuff now, it has like AI.
Yeah.
It says, it's so much more easy to read than like the other box of like.
He just did that. It's fine.
It's
I think
good
it's
now.
Good.
It's fine.
Just like compiles the top answers into a nice sentence.
And sometimes
just like,
it's nonsense, unfortunately. But really? sometimes it's good. Yeah. I had one nonsense. I was looking at the BPM for the song, and it was just some random number that didn't.
It was AI that did it? Oh. What was it like?
57.22222.
It was like
22.
Something weird I'd never seen before.
Took the average of all the BPMs that song has ever been played at.
I've been using Siri a lot lately.
Really?
Because. Rather than just looking up a question. Like if we're hanging out and somebody's like, oh, I wonder how many times a year the moon is a full moon.
Yeah.
Or just ask
it's like 12 times, I think.
Or they're like, oh, I think it's 23.
No way. That's crazy.
Yeah, I just look up with Siri. So I'm getting older.
Thought it was more.
Also, I think we're just kind of a bunch of old people.
Interesting. Like,
everybody, we do the same things as old people, but differently.
So that's just like people.
Living.
Oh, like people.
No. I feel like a lot of old people, or older people, just watch TV.
Let's
you know, they
you
watch
out.
The news.
Yep.
They watch.
And young people watch
Dateline
TV and
also.
Netflix and YouTube.
No, we're watching the same things, but we just do it in podcast form.
Oh. Okay.
It's like true crime Dateline stuff.
Okay.
It's about murder mysteries stuff.
Oh, remember when we made up a true crime, a fake crime story?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was fun. Fun.
Quick apology for those of you who love
guys, seriously,
watching us on YouTube. Last week just did not work. I tried.
Parker doesn't love
posting. I tried and tried, and I just cannot get it to render out of
supposedly
the editing software.
You tried so hard. For
the first
minutes.
Time it said it was going to take 17 days. And then I tried again, and it said like 10 minutes. No, I put it in a new timeline, copied everything to a new timeline. Went to like, it started at its normal time. It usually takes like 15 minutes. It got down to 10 and then just froze. And then it kept crashing. So hopefully it doesn't do it this week. Sorry.
Parker's going to use that as an excuse every week now.
Just never to not post the YouTube version?
Yeah.
No.
Parker, you dog.
YouTube version is fun, would be fun, more fun to look back on because we
yeah.
actually see our faces and
like, right.
Oh, when we all had those bad haircuts.
Yeah.
Oh, so silly.
So funny.
Yeah.
I think that's why I've started changing my haircut so often because yeah. then you can't just be like, oh, remember when you had this ugly haircut for so long? Like, no, I had it for a month and I changed it up.
And I had 50 ugly haircuts instead of
remember
one.
That time where you kept just botching your hair?
It was hilarious.
I really thought that you cut the back off the other day on your BeReal.
Why would I go get a haircut?
That's what I was thinking.
One day, and then 2 days later, remove the back. That's the best part.
You totally got a mullet right now.
What?
That's a mullet.
Oh, yeah.
Classic mullet.
Classic.
Classic mullet. Always getting cut on the sides. Leave the back long.
Yeah.
Every time.
Seriously.
I got to do something about my hair. It's just the same thing. You know?
Shave it all off.
No.
Do something drastic, Gavin.
Yeah, drastic.
Hannah would not like
that. I really want to bring, Gavin. I would love to have that flow that I used to have.
Which one?
What? Are you serious?
Which one? Where it was
where
like.
Where it was just all long, dude.
Yeah.
Just, yeah.
That's what I said. And it's then you awesome. Like cut it like 2 months ago. You had that like a month ago and then you cut it.
Hannah that's posted true. Some pictures.
Whatever. No, not a month ago.
A couple months ago?
It was a while ago. He's had this haircut for a while.
There's like a...
Well, he cut it short, and then he cut it like this. He
oh,
cut
really?
It short, about this length, and then he cut the side.
There was a clip on that I have on my phone. I was right on the verge of being able to just push it all back and just... And I cut it.
Can you go to Hannah's Instagram real quick? There's a picture that she posted recently. I hadn't gotten a haircut in a long, long time. And we had Hayden's fancy banquet dinner where I had to wear
fancy
a suit.
Bee.
And I slicked my hair back. Dude, I was
my honeymoon hair was nice.
I was like, that hairdo was that was ooh. My wedding haircut.
Yeah, that's sick.
Cool haircut. Cool
go I don't know how she
banquet.
Go, yeah. It's like one of the last pictures.
Whoa.
Dude, yeah.
The
isn't
heck?
That sick?
It's kind of like asymmetrical. This one side's like way back. The other side's kind of swooping down.
Yeah, it just does that. It's so annoying.
Kind of nice.
Yeah, dude. I liked that flow. I was like, dang.
So why did you...
And then I cut it. Because I had set up an appointment for a haircut. And then we had the banquet. Because I just wear hats all the time. Because my hair gets so long. It just flows nice out the back. But I was like, man, maybe I should have kept it.
Oh, what a fun day this was.
Oh, man. The memories just are flooding back.
Flooding.
When Mariah was in town.
You need to put your hair up in a bun one of these days, Gavin. For real.
My hair's not long enough for a bun.
I know. Need to make it long enough for a bun. Jeez.
It was before I cut it.
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
Why do you want me to put it up in a bun?
Because it's cool.
Because there's pictures of you out there like that?
Mm-hmm.
Parker used to wear his hair on the top of his head.
Had a lesbian haircut.
Yeah, dude.
All of middle school.
Oh, that was
no,
so
seventh
wicked.
Grade.
Oh.
And it, no, eighth grade. Seventh grade, it was long. Eighth grade, it was like...
Mom was just going through a bunch of our old picture frames that she never hung up when we moved. And so she took all the pictures out and put them in a photo album.
Yeah, I don't know why she did that. Why wouldn't she just hang the pictures?
I don't know.
Oh,
she doesn't want us up on the walls, obviously.
Yeah, hide them away in a book.
But there's all of our school pictures we were looking through. Hannah's looking at mine, and she's like, oh, man, is this from you in middle school? This is from middle school? That's my junior year of high school.
That's funny. You're so a little terrible. Guy. Little
dude,
tiny
I was.
Little boy.
But then Parker's, his haircut's the same. And then all of a sudden, crazy long. It's like down to his shoulders or longer.
Didn't cut it for like a year.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, there's
some
one
old
year.
Lady called me a girl in Alaska. Ah.
Then there's all of a sudden one year where Parker's face got.
We were in Oregon.
No, I was in Alaska.
Oh, got crazy. Oh, in thin. Alaska, she yeah. called you a girl.
Yeah. She called me a girl in Alaska when I was in Oregon.
You look like a girl I know in Alaska.
That's exactly what it sounded like yeah. when she said it.
But yeah, also your face looks the same until your junior year. Your face got so skinny.
Yeah.
I think because the pictures are right after you. You think it was because it was after when you broke your nose, so you just couldn't eat very much?
No, I started working at the farm, and I would forget to pack a lunch. And so I just didn't eat. I would live off like a Cliff Bar for the whole day until I got home from work.
Goodness gracious.
Dude, your face got super
hard. It did.
Your precious body was so malnourished.
Oh, no, dude.
You guys want to get thin. Go work on a farm.
And forget your lunch every day.
Not dang forget. It. Just
yeah, laziness. And then you started eating a Dairy Queen every day.
Yeah.
And then you get a Cliff Bar for lunch every day. And you'll drop weight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dude, if I had to eat a Cliff Bar for lunch every day, I don't really like Cliff Bars.
I am sick of them. I used to eat them all the time. The white chocolate macadamia.
Yeah,
nut.
That one's actually good.
That one used to go so hard.
I love that
one. Oh, that one's still good, actually. But there's like a mint chocolate one. That's so wicked now.
Dude, really? It's so bad.
Oh, my gosh. It was good at the start.
It's funny. I have a really vivid memory of Parker.
Yeah.
We were at the church, and it was in middle school. And he's like walking down the...
The aisle.
The sawtooth?
The sawtooth, we call it. Mm-hmm. And women. Just, he's walking and women are just petting his hair. Just touching it.
Oh my God. Is that real?
Yeah, women, dude.
Multiple. They loved it.
Multiple because it was women. So long.
And they were just like walking it. And they're just touching his hair and he's just walking, doesn't even care.
Yeah.
People used to do that a lot.
They would touch it a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of touchers they had over there.
Yeah.
Not like that. It was, you know.
It was kosher.
Yeah. It was cool, you know. It was like, cool, it's kosher.
But yeah, I remember that. You seem to enjoy it, I think.
I'm sure I didn't.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you who it was after this. You'll think it's hilarious.
I think I know what you're talking about. Uh-huh. So maybe I don't.
No. Hint at it. Say something that hints it, that wouldn't give it away.
You can't.
Prodigal. Lost prodigal.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful. yeah, but there's been, you know.
Several
of them. Uh-huh.
Parker, do the random name generator.
I haven't really had like a good bond with any of them.
What?
Do the name drawing deal. Like, look up Google, put two names in there, and have it pick a name.
Why?
For the notepad.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
we're
going
to do the drawing for...
Right now?
Let's give him some more time. Gavin wants so much attention. No. It's insane.
No.
The drawing, is it this guy or is it this guy? You can flip a coin, Gavin. There's two people that want it.
That's true. I don't have a coin. Do you?
No.
Let's just do a random name generator.
Oh, my God, this cash. And then whoever's name it pulls, send it to him.
Send it to him the first
random
one.
Random address generator.
Random address generator. That'd be funny.
No, that's so funny. Send it. Jeez, imagine how funny that would be.
We went golfing yesterday. I did a scramble.
Oh, yeah.
And I meant to take some videos, and I thought about it in the moment, but I was like, oh, that wouldn't be that fun. Wish I had. Wish I had taken some videos to post on our Instagram. I will next time, guys. I promise.
Really?
It's because I didn't promise, so there's nothing that's holding true. Me accountable. Now I promise and I will. We're going to be golfing a lot this summer.
Is that
I've
right?
really been feeling and really wanting to go golfing. So I think it's going to be all my time and effort will be put into that.
Wow.
That's cool.
That's beautiful, Gavin.
Yeah,
really
nice. Yeah, I figured out my driver back when I used to not be able to hit my driver. Last time you posted stuff on Instagram, I couldn't hit a driver.
And you're hitting it now.
I'm hitting it now. So good now.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine what? If I had a good driver.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday, Parker fixed his drive. Is that
not even, not yesterday. Like the last couple
weeks ago.
It was like, Parker. Oh, but yesterday, we all convinced you to take a full swing. with your driver. You're going
also
half.
Kind of realized I was a little do like a quarter swing. It's not even a half swing.
He's a little princess sometimes when he
hits would come back here.
Our backswing is going like 4 feet.
It's usually supposed to be 12.
4 feet seems small. I mean, seems far.
Yeah, far doesn't always.
You know how tall 4 feet is?
What?
It's like 2/3 of you.
Let me think about what that means. Yeah, I agree. Definitely.
How much of a sunburn?
Maybe like shaft parallel to the ground.
What? Not even.
What?
Not even parallel to the ground?
No, it would be at a 90,
it was
dude.
At least parallel.
There's no way I could even, because I was still smacking him pretty good off of the short one.
Just a putting stroke, you're right here.
I feel like I prayed. I played pretty good.
You prayed. Prayed for times like this.
That's incredible. Let's talk about something insane.
Really?
Okay.
Uh-huh. Donald Trump.
I don't have something. It's just, we should talk about something insane. Okay. We really need to. Guys, Donald Trump's going to prison.
Yeah. Is he?
Not really. We're going to bust him out.
No, we're busting
him. Oh, there's a pretty significant storm headed this way. And they're suggesting, or they're saying like big hail, so you should get your cars undercover so they don't get dented.
I almost got stuck in a tornado the other day driving to White House, Patrick Mahomes' hometown.
Oh.
Devin and I were driving over there. Oh, it should be fine. There's a storm coming, but we're okay.
Yeah.
Amber alert. Tornado's coming your way. Let's probably turn around and drive back home instead of keep driving into the storm.
Let's try something.
Okay.
Tell that story again, but with more excitement.
A little bit more interesting.
Yeah, nothing. Like, you didn't quite, make that
you didn't
more
quite suck me in.
We went to White House. You
like
know,
the tornado
was.
Like,
it's like,
yeah.
That's where you're like, you're gonna be like, so we had this crazy day at work. We start out, you know, it's going to be a
we
normal day.
We drove in the car. We went to UConn, saw Haley there. UConn. And she was like, well, if this is the last time I see you, good luck. Parker, call Mariah on
your
way.
She always says that's funny things.
I know. Hilarious. And then we left, and then we turned around and came back. Oh. And then later in the week, we went and we got Hawaiian Bros.
You went all the way to Dallas?
Oh my gosh, Gavin.
It was the day. So Wednesday night at youth group, we're all hanging out, chatting, whatever.
Yeah, I know.
They're like, guys, let's all meet at UConn. Coffee the next day at noon for lunch and just like hang out. It'd be so fun. Yeah, let's do it. Devin and I get our job rescheduled for Thursday. And it's like 11 o'clock. And we're like, let's just go right now and skip out on lunch and get food and Tyler.
That's what you did?
Yeah, so that's what we did.
Wow.
Drove to Tyler, got some lunch, then drove,
you drove all the way to Tyler?
White House is a suburb of Tyler.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
Oh, you went to that job, the
yes.
White House job. Gotcha,
yes.
Gotcha.
Yes.
What's the White House job?
Yeah.
Parker, I can't believe that.
I went to.
Oh, yeah, and your dad called me on the way. I was like, yeah, we're going to White House. And he was like, what? Like, I knew you guys were doing good, but man, that's awesome.
All right. Tell him I said hi.
Spitting his food while you're there. I wouldn't. Secret Service. I wouldn't do that.
Seriously.
He probably already drools in his food enough, Parker. You do not need
goodness,
to spit in it.
An old guy
well,
joke.
He's probably got tetanus, lockjaw.
Tetanitis.
Lockjaw. I don't know if it's locked open.
It is.
I would assume it's locked closed.
No, it's not. It's locked open.
What?
Maybe actually, it's locked. However,
I know you can get lockjaw from
tetanus, bro.
Dislocating your jaw.
Yeah, that's just dislocated jaw though.
No, it's lockjaw.
I mean,
oh, it's stuck closed.
Commonly called lockjaw. Oh, dude. If I got a lockjaw, dude, I can never breathe out of my nose. It's always dang
I would
clogged.
Freak out.
Are you deviated?
What?
You're sept?
It might be, but I think it's just like allergies a lot of the time.
That's what you look like if you get lockjaw.
Dang it, bro.
Your lips get locked back like that?
Your hair leaves.
I don't know.
It's like what Gavin looks like 90% of the time. Hi, guys.
That is not even
clear. Gavin, I think you have tetanitis.
Oh, that's great.
Tetanus.
Oh, right there.
Fan art. They made fan art for tetanus.
What?
That's out of control.
That's a bulldog.
Tetanus Legos. Look it up.
Lockjaw the bulldog.
Oh, that's actually
that's
hard.
A superhero?
I don't know, man.
Causes. Like,
who's a good boy? What is going on?
Lockjaw. Who's a good boy? Lockjaw.
Lockjaw, also known as tetanus.
Serious bacterial disease infection. That affects muscles and nerves, characterized by muscle stiffness. It usually involves the jaw and neck that then progresses to involve other parts of the body. Look at this guy. He's got tetanus.
You got lock body, dude. That's crazy.
Dang, he got lock body.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yo! He looks like he's Tom. From Tom
oh, he Gary. Stepped on that rusty nail.
Oh, dude, I would do the same thing if I stepped on that nail.
He looked like that. Yeah. That's crazy that a bacterial infection would just go to your jaw.
Dude, this is straight up what it's doing to people.
Oh, that'd be such an... Get some pillows under that guy.
It's like body spasms.
Oh, and your feet? Yeah, it's like feet and hands start
it's to... like cramps?
Oh, dude, no.
No wonder I got a shot for that when I was a child. I don't want this.
How often do you need a shot? Yeah.
Every 6 months or whatever.
No way.
That's what I do.
You do not get a shot every...
According to the CDC, yeah, I can't trust those guys.
Adults who have never received a tetanus shot should get a Tdap shot at any time, followed by a TD or Tdap shot every 10 years. Some recommend that people at age 50... get a booster and 65 booster as well.
Dude, I hate shots.
What's a spooster?
Gavin, you know what I said.
When's the last time you got a shot?
High school.
I can't remember. Also can't remember the last time I went to a doctor.
Yeah. I went to a doctor to get my physical before I started working at Clean Cut. Oh,
how was that?
My vision is not good.
Really? What? Really?
Yeah, dude.
That's why you always wear glasses. Well, it doesn't always. If you don't wear your glasses, it's just going to get worse.
Is that how it works? I don't feel like that's how it works.
Because your eyes are sucky and then they're straining to be better.
They're working so hard.
And it's just making them deteriorate.
Dang it.
Yep. Zoe's screwed. Do you want to be able to see your grandkids, Gavin?
Parker, shut up.
Wear some glasses.
Gavin, answer the question.
Yes.
Okay.
I want to be able to see my own kids.
Yeah, so.
I need to get contacts because I don't want to wear glasses.
Have you tried? Didn't you try contacts
a while ago? Yeah, they irritated the crap out of my eyes.
So wear glasses.
But I need to work harder.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And get them in my eyes.
Get what in your eyes?
Contacts.
Why do you need to work harder?
Try and tough it out.
Oh, okay.
For longer and get used to it.
Do you ever try to wear contacts without complaining about it?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. How did it work?
And it just kept my eyes red for the entire day.
That's funny.
And irritated.
That's hilarious. Mariah wears contacts every day and is just fine.
It's interesting. I had a tetanus scare today and I'm still scared about it now that we're looking at pictures of it.
You
got
fine.
A little cut.
Put some peroxide in it.
Yeah.
I did already.
Oh, yeah. You're fine.
I just stuck my pinky in the bottle.
Did you really? You should not do that.
It's like one of those volcano.
I just poured it on there.
Baking soda. Baking soda and vinegar. No,
I just poured it over it.
It's a neat feeling, isn't it?
Then put a band-aid over it.
Yeah. You put a band-aid? Where is it?
I ate it. Just kidding. Fell off. I threw it away. I put it on there for like 20 minutes.
Oh, that's good.
They say to hold it on there for 10 minutes. I put it on for 20.
And then Neosporin.
Just to be safe.
Trying to suck the tetanus out of it. See? Am I cooked? Be honest.
You're fine.
Okay.
You're all right.
I've gotten worse cuts that probably could have been tetanus.
I got worse cuts with more rust. Mm-hmm. Still no tetanus.
Dang, that would be a sucky thing to get. Okay, top 5 worst diseases.
Rabies, number 1. Cancer. I've always thought about how bad
cancer's
rabies.
Cancer's not a disease.
Whoa, I didn't even realize.
That's from within.
What is cancer then? Illness?
Cancer is like a condition. I don't know.
Say cancer is not a disease?
It's just a cancer. It's like its own thing.
I know. I think that you sound like an idiot right now. Is what it is. I think
what
that
is cancer classified as.
What type of sickness is cancer?
What type of disease?
It's cancer.
It's a disease.
No way.
Yeah,
it can't be genetic.
Genetic disease. Cancer disease caused.
Yeah, it's just your own body. Your cells growing too much. Tumor is,
yeah, so. It's just this.
I don't know why. How's that a disease?
It's a disease.
What do you mean?
Diseases don't have
to
be contagious.
I went to science class, Gavin. You ever been to science class?
Because cancer's, yeah.
Probably taken the most.
When I think disease, I think contagious.
Rabies, is it contagious?
Well, what?
Actually, it is contagious.
Rabies?
Let's draft our...
Okay.
Let's draft.
Top 5 worst diseases.
Okay, let's look up worst diseases.
No, we don't have to see what the really worst... I mean, what is... Google is going to have an opinion.
It's Google.
I think Christian has it.
Okay,
disease.
My draft.
Diseases?
A to Z list of diseases.
Oh my gosh.
All right, let's look at all of them.
It's going to just be...
Alpha viruses. Oh, I think I have that.
I think I have it too. I think I have Sigma virus.
Arthritis, measles, mumps.
MRSA.
I got the measles and the mumps.
I heard MRSA is wicked.
What is that from? I got the measles and the mumps.
It's a Shel Silverstein poem, they have it in The Office. Michael writes it to Pam's mom on her birthday.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I got the measles and the mumps.
and meningitis.
My teacher's really mean. Happy birthday, Helene. Something like that. Oh, what a weird name.
Meningitis is an inflammation of the membranes that cover the brain. All right, top five. Ready? Let me say mine first, or do you want to do yours first?
I think you draft them.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can name five diseases. That's 15 diseases we're talking about.
That's a lot. Let's just do three.
We have the A to Z list right in front of us.
Is it like which ones would be the worst to have? Or yeah. Which ones? Shout out, like, if anybody has these, sorry.
Yeah, all right. You know what? Whatever, dude. We don't have to do it.
Fine, we won't do it.
I was going to say rabies. Thinking about it. I don't think anyone has rabies that's listening. But
serious disease. That's so funny.
It was going to be something stupid.
Silliness.
Yeah. What's the worst?
Silliness is a sickness.
That's crazy. Top five worst disabilities. Let's draft them.
Yeah, dude.
You know what? My bad. I wasn't thinking straight. I think I have tetanus.
I'm just afraid.
It's the lockjaw speaking.
I'm scared.
Yeah.
Disease, man. It's from sin. So.
Sorry. Oh.
That's thunder.
Thunder, also from sin.
Not because you sinned. Because he.
Yeah, right.
because you sinned, you're getting tetanus.
Sorry. Lord, forgive me for.
Sir.
Didn't they used to believe that in like some cultures, like ancient, like, oh, you got sick because you did bad something?
People probably still believe that.
The Greeks, I think, believe
people
that.
People think that when people get different.
Different what?
Diseases.
Really?
Oh, I believe
even
that.
Now. Okay.
Comment if you believe that.
Yeah, if you believe it, comment it. We'll send you
Gavin's
notebook.
Comment what you believe.
It's not his notebook. It's the Bible.
We should do a draft, though. Best?
Okay. Best wars to do.
Best stances on politics.
Uh-huh. Best?
Best seed flavors.
What?
Best countries.
Best countries.
Best countries for vacation. That's fun. Vacation is so much more
fun
than
diseases. I've never vacationed.
Let's just make it easier. Do best races. Then it's just groups of people. Yeah.
Can we add in economic status to that?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's do.
Shout out to the poors. You are not getting picked.
We should do something though.
Let's
do
countries. Countries like best countries to visit.
No, that's fun,
I didn't
dude.
Even know that, dude.
Not that fun.
Japan.
No.
Oh, okay.
How fun is that?
No, dude. Japan. Germany. The U.S.
Italy.
Italy, Rome.
Naming all the Axis powers.
Yeah. France.
I don't know about that.
Axis powers?
No.
I think it's Axis. A-X-I-S.
That's what I said.
Oh, okay. Like you said, like A-C-C.
All the Axis powers.
Axis powers.
He did say Axis.
I said Axis.
Remember when Gavin's... Or actually, never mind.
Many Gavin was going to go to France.
Yeah. Hilarious.
That's crazy.
Would have been funny. It's coming down out there right now.
It really is. The roof is coming off as we speak.
I really hope our cars don't get dented by hail. That
Gavin,
would
it's fine. It's just a vehicle.
I know.
Why are you so materialistic?
He's so materialistic.
Some people have the top five worst diseases, and you're worried about your vehicle.
All five of them, dude. Some people have the top five worst diseases right now.
Oh, that's crazy. Christian has a picture of himself on his lock screen.
No, I don't. It's half of my face and all of my girlfriend's face.
Yeah.
Beautiful picture.
Strange.
Not strange.
Not weird.
Look at Parker's. It's only his face.
No, it's only her face.
Oh. Sorry.
Why would it be?
Parker just got a picture of himself.
Mirror picture.
Felt so cute in this one.
If it's hailing outside, I could pull my car up onto the curb.
And we could park under it.
Yeah. We could park under your car.
I could pull my car up onto the curb underneath the cover where people walk.
Yeah, we all could.
Perfect.
I can't. It's so loud outside. This is insane.
Yeah.
Can you hear it on the mic? Probably.
Let's turn up our gain really loud.
Yeah, everybody be quiet.
Rain ASMR for the rest of the episode.
We should do some ASMR.
No, we need to do the draft.
I've been chewing gum into the mic the whole time. So
our listener sent us.
Oh, the fruits.
The fruits.
That was like a bracket. We can eat.
Yeah.
A bracket.
Okay. Do the bracket.
Do a bracket right now?
Right now.
Is that a way? Is that possible?
He didn't say. It wasn't a bracket.
Do a bracket right now.
Yeah, I do. Oh, I'm always going to pay for it till it's free.
Make it.
A bracket is a tree diagram. Thank you, ChatGPT. I don't think that's what we're doing. I thought it was a draft.
No, I think it is a bracket. It's a battle. Like, what fruit would win against what?
Okay.
These are the top 20 fruits and vegetables. Let's leave vegetables out of it. Gross.
Wow, bananas were the highest rated. That's really? Insane.
Dang, somebody needs to write this down because I need to see it in...
Are the percentage of people that likes them, I think.
Percentage of people that put that as their number one, maybe?
No, that likes 84%. You can't, that would be impossible.
Yeah, that's true. 84%,
82%, 77%. Case it's really hailing.
Oh, the top 20 fruits and vegetables sold in the U.S.
Oh, okay. I believe that.
Yeah, it's like this fruit versus this one. Or this
but what's
one
the percentage per se?
Why didn't you DM?
Dang, it's gnarly outside. This holy guy back moly.
And say, can you make a bracket?
No.
He said he would.
We can make a bracket.
He said he would.
Fine, then make one right now.
No, we don't need a bracket for this.
It's going to be so much better if we did.
Otherwise, really?
Like, who'd win against this one?
Oh, bananas versus apples.
Bananas.
All right, next round.
Grapes, those are very easily smashable.
Leprosy versus rabies. Let's not do this right now because this is going to ruin it for me.
It will ruin it, and he's going to be so mad.
He's going to be sick.
We're going to cut all that out.
Good. No, we have no time to waste. Doesn't really make sense.
No, we can't. There's no time to waste. We must leave it in.
I don't know what Haley's up to. I think she might have just went home.
Oh, no.
We were supposed to hang out after this, but...
Oh, crap. Mm.
The storm.
Christian decided to go for it.
I haven't hung out with Mariah in, like, 4 weeks, so...
Yeah, but all you do is text and call and
FaceTime. You do the same.
No, not even close.
That's true.
Was
she going to come over and watch you play Xbox?
No, Gavin, we were going to go eat McDonald's.
Oh, yeah.
Dang it.
Love McDonald's. Haven't been inside one since we got our Grimace shakes.
Are you serious?
I've gone in, like, if I'm working and, like, we're up in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, so that's...
McDonald's is always there for you. It really is.
When Mariah wasn't.
McDonald's was there.
Okay, let's pause this. This is terrible.
Gavin, don't say that like that.
Time to cancel. Episode 150, we're canceling this
one. Is that what this episode is?
No, 148.
Oh.
My wife's calling me.
Oh my gosh.
Let's see what Hannah has to say.
Yeah, say it in the microphone, please.
Hello?
Hey, are you... It's almost done. Are you headed home?
Nope.
No.
It's really bad out here.
Oh, no. So you want me to drive
really
in the
bad
bad
out
weather?
Here.
No, I'm saying like it's... Like Hope and I are going like 30 miles an hour.
Tell her that it's
like,
definitely that
it's
bad
super
here.
Bad.
Well, we're in this room. I think we're doing okay.
Yeah, we're fine in here. It'll be like 20 minutes.
Just wait till there's like a break in the storm, then drive.
20 minutes till we're done.
We've survived the storm plenty of times.
I've driven in worse.
Are you in a windowless room right now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah, we don't have any windows. We've never had windows.
Could make one if you want.
Yeah, I'm just saying, please.
A little drive-through window right there.
I will.
It's pretty bad, so bye.
Okay. All right, love you. Why are you so angry?
Oh my gosh, Gavin. Oh my gosh.
Are you mad at me? She hung up.
Oh no.
She hung up before I said that.
Oh, good thing.
Oh yeah.
She's going to hear it on the podcast, though.
Sounds terrible.
You know what? That's the best.
Are you heading this way?
Oh my gosh.
Parker's spending 20 minutes on FaceTime outside.
Tell him to calm down.
Spending 20 minutes pooping. Actually, on FaceTime. Pooping on FaceTime.
We do that, man. It's... good bonding experience.
Are you ready to go? Yeah, I'm ready. Okay. All right, call me up.
Push! 1, 2, 3.
It's like it would be like 4 times a day.
It's like a spinning class.
If that was real.
You're her instructor.
You'd have to do it every time, just once.
Oh.
Just once a day.
One poop a day.
I didn't know.
You guys cycles synced up?
Oh, it's going to wreak havoc on the plumbing.
Oh, you're cooked. Let me pop it.
Really?
The door's going to whip open.
It's going to fall off the hinges.
What are you doing? Looking outside. Take a video with your phone. Just do it. Where's your phone? Take a video out there. We got to put this in the podcast if we're talking about it.
Really?
It's pitch black.
No way. It's 8:24.
Sorry. I don't know what you want me to say.
found the best way to figure out why they're angry is to ask, why are you so angry?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why are you being like this right now? That's really good, I've learned. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Breaking the third wall, fourth wall. Haley, breaking down all the walls.
She's so afraid right now. She is sending you so many texts.
Oh, actually, no.
She's sending like four texts in the last 2 seconds that I was holding your phone.
Yes, she probably should have. Haley stayed here banking on the fact that I would be done.
She's here?
At 8:30.
Here?
No, in Longview. She was going to go home.
She should have gone home. It's going to be a dangerous drive. She might just have to stay.
Yeah, she's cooked.
In Jeremiah's room. Jeremiah won't be in there.
Jeremiah will be
Jeremiah's room is the guest room.
My bed's pretty big. We can leave some space.
You guys, look how soaked I got. And I wasn't even standing outside. Wow. I was blowing in the door.
That's crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's play.
Let's play.
Guys, we can't make this episode too long because it's storming outside.
It's so dangerous. You heard my wife.
Man.
She's in a panic mode. You can tell.
Panic mode.
Also, she hates being home alone during storms.
Really?
Yeah. Because what if you die and you're alone? That's a terrible way to die.
She loves when I'm home just in general, like, for whatever reason.
That's weird.
She feels so safe when I'm at home during the storms. She's like, I don't even care about the storms anymore since we're married.
As long as I have you here.
Yeah.
You've calmed the storm inside my soul. She always says that.
Calm the waters.
Wow.
I don't freak out anymore.
That's good.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. That happens when you get married.
You calm the waters.
If you're not a beta.
What? As long as you're not a beta.
Yeah. Sorry, betas.
I'm so afraid of storms.
Gavin. Gavin has alpha sickness. Or alpha virus. Or
alpha disease.
Yeah. I don't know. Top 5 worst diseases for betas.
You guys, I want to make good podcast content. This is so not. I don't even want to listen to myself right now.
This is good. I mean, this is pretty good.
Pretty
it's
good
real.
Content. Guys, seriously. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. Let's just listen to you guys say pretty good.
Gavin is spiraling right now.
We caught nothing today with fishing. We went fishing.
Oh,
and got nothing.
Even more bad news.
Yes, we caught nothing.
Oh, awesome.
So many sunburns, so little fish.
Actually, Christian caught one little baby fish.
It was fun, though. Christian and I explored this little... What's that called?
Nook?
What's it called?
Castaway.
Spillover.
Spill away.
That's when he cut his finger.
Yeah. What would you call that, Gavin?
A dam?
No, it's not. It's kind of if the water's too high, it just kind of spills over. Spill away?
Spill over.
Spills over where?
Into another body of water.
Gavin?
Sure.
Freak.
Spill away.
Yeah. So we went and explored it a little bit.
Yeah. Tried to cast down there.
Didn't work.
Didn't get very far.
Lost the lure.
Thought it would be awesome if it was snowing. We sledded down the spillway, Gavin.
Yeah, how sick would that be?
It'd
be so cool.
All the way down into the bottom. If you're on an inner tube that can float in the water.
Yeah. Right, of course. Let's talk about the logistics.
Be so that'd be super fun.
Gavin, shut up.
What?
We used to make funny, episodes.
Why don't we make funny anymore?
Because now we make money.
Let's get a whiteboard up in here.
That's what we're missing, I think.
Yeah.
We used to have a whiteboard.
We used to do a whiteboard.
We used to do improvisations.
Yeah.
Then we quit it.
Let's just react.
You guys didn't want to do them anymore.
Let's react to one of our old episodes. Nah.
No.
We're just going to be sitting here and playing one of our old episodes, and that's going to be the audio of the podcast. Everyone's like, wow, this is the best episode in a while. Just playing the audio of one of our old episodes.
We used to write down on a whiteboard what every... Like the breakdown
we need a
of an
vision
episode
board.
Was going to be. No, we need to have things to talk about.
That's true.
Need to be more successful in your lives.
Okay, Gavin.
Oh, crap.
We used to, be very meticulous.
Yeah, Christian used to, he was such a negative Nancy and it really
Gavin,
ticked me off.
But now you know, now you're being how I was. Where I was like, nope, we got to restart.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to listen to this. We used to restart like 8 times.
Constantly. There was a weird phase of our lives where we could not record or we just restart.
Yeah.
Nowadays.
It's not because we got better. It's because
we
just got lazier.
If this was us a year ago, we would have restarted.
Yeah, 100%.
Except I've kind of enjoyed some of this. I like the unstructured ones.
Yeah.
Not really.
He doesn't have to edit anymore.
Look at the bright side.
Yeah, he doesn't edit anything out. Sometimes you'll add stuff in.
Yeah, that's true.
There was that
Parker
one episode.
Works very hard.
There was one episode where we, couldn't record, and we just kept restarting. It was 3 a.m.
That was the worst night of my life.
I hated myself.
I think that was when the turn created of, like, we used to put so much effort, then it became too much, and then we put no effort. You know what I'm saying?
And after that, we were like, we have jobs now.
Remember when we had no jobs, and we were going to make, recording sketch videos? And like,
we did. I have a couple of videos on my phone.
That's fun.
Oh, my goodness.
And we didn't release them, and then that 2 weeks later, somebody made the exact same video that we made. It was about your friend. Who's
we even
really
submitted
into
UFC. Our video premises to Ghost Hunters, and they were like, every single one of these is good. Do all of them. And then we did none of them.
And we did none.
Guys, we fell off the wagon.
Gosh.
And we talk about it a lot, and then we don't.
And then we never get back on the wagon.
We love to talk about the glory days.
Were there ever glory days?
No,
let's be honest.
Talk about the hope days.
The grass is always greener in the past. That's what they say.
I hear that so much.
Can we try again?
We should have used hindsight.
The past is always greener.
Can we please try again? Because I hate doing this and not trying, and it makes me feel so
Try again
sick.
What?
Making good episodes.
You want to restart the pod?
No, not today.
Today
I think
we have stuff to do.
We've just had so many different eras. Oh my gosh.
Are we in our interrupting era right now?
The edge
of
the storm.
Oh my gosh. That looks like the world is ending.
We have...
Also,
had different times
a
where
dramatic.
If the world was ending, you'd come over.
Is that what she sent you?
You'd come over and you'd stay the night.
Gavin, come stay the night. I'm worried.
I can't remember the rest. We had a phase where we just talked about like work stuff, life events, and then we would talk about world events.
Well, I used to have
and then like there
an
were
improv.
Different times. Yeah, we did some improv,
we
and
always
then we
improv.
Just did some free-flowing conversation. That's kind of what we're in right now.
You guys, eventually, we're going to get to a point.
So
where we just.
If you are a listener and you've been listening through all these different times, tell us what you like. What you like, tell
guys?
Us what
what
you
was
like.
Your favorite Gas Boys era?
Say what you like, and then we'll do more of that.
And then we'll do
a Gas Boys era tour.
Uh huh. Where we do all the best things only, and none of the bad things.
Every podcast I listen to, I want them to ask me what I want them to do.
Well,
I never do.
I just listen to them and I'm like, wow, this is great.
If they asked me what I want for them, I'd be like, I don't know.
I don't know. Be entertaining.
Be
this
good.
Is like literally your whole job is do what I think that you would like me to. Would you?
I hope you did that on purpose.
Yes. Also, my life. Oh, my life. when I was working at the farm, I would just listen to podcasts all day. A lot of different comedy podcasts too. Yeah. And then
and
just
be
I could
you'd
think,
be funnier.
I could think of
like that.
Weird things.
Oh yeah.
Just like funny.
Dude, I think of weird things all the time, but you
awesome,
guys never
dude.
Want you guys never riff off of them. You guys are terrible at riffing.
Gavin,
we riff,
you are lying
but not right in the way that you want us to.
Yeah.
We make fun of you.
Yeah, but
no,
that's
listen
not
to
true.
This.
you were saying some nonsense.
When I write down stuff,
I genuinely
think through the entire way of how we could
yeah,
riff.
Yeah, that's your
something.
Issue, dude. Because then we say something and
it's always to crap on my idea.
That's
you guys
pretty funny.
Always take a dump on it. You know how much more we could get out of if you didn't just say, oh, that's dumb. Move on.
Okay, you know what? Let's practice. Not crapping on your ideas.
You know what? We apologize.
Let's
I don't
have anything this week.
Oh.
All this stuff
find
I gave
something
you.
In the notebook that we crapped on previously.
Really good segment idea, Gavin.
You know what? We should make Christian rap while we wait.
Yeah. You know what? That never
you guys
ends
used to
poorly.
Make me rap all the time.
No, we didn't, Gavin.
We had a bit of a rapping era.
We did have a rapping era. Guys, let us know if you like the rapping era.
That was fun. A lot of freestyling. We used to freestyle just for fun.
just randomly.
In the
too.
Car.
I just drop
Here's
a beat.
The issue is I can't remember why or what.
Just say it, man. We'll riff for you. We
Dude,
know.
Inflatable hot tub.
You know how good we are.
Right? That'd be fun.
Right? Inflatable hot tub. That's not something to riff off.
I know.
Of. That's just
I'm
a,
just saying
you that. Just gave us a noun and an adjective preceding the noun.
The movie Sky High, the supervillain turns people into babies. That's pervert.
What?
That is pretty funny, actually. That's like, pretty good.
It's just this
but
old
it's hard
lady.
To riff off of without
this
saying
old lady
terrible.
That made herself mm-hmm. young,
yeah,
and then turned all the old people into babies.
That's like Tangled or whatever,
and kidnapped them.
Oh, what did you think of If? You watched If?
Yeah.
Who was I think it was Hannah said there was some there were some plot holes in there.
No, there
she
wasn't.
Just didn't like
plot holes?
She was confused, probably.
I don't think not there were plot holes.
She just didn't really understand what was going on.
Did
and bless her soul. She was very sweet about it. But she just missed a couple things.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know what the plot holes were.
I don't know.
Plot holes. Waitress no, that's not really
memorizing right. Instead of writing down.
Pazuki orders, not satisfied with that.
Yeah, I would not be satisfied with that. It's really good stuff.
Okay. If there was one skill you could acquire and be perfect at it right now, what would it be?
You said that on the podcast.
I know.
I don't even remember
that. Was a riff thing. That's like something you could riff off of.
Not that. A riff thing, Gavin.
Let's riff off of that.
Yeah.
I must have really wanted us to talk about this because I wrote it down a couple times, but I guess we did.
The knowledge thing?
No, Austin Butler, when he hired a dialect coach because he couldn't get rid of the Elvis voice. That's pretty dumb.
That is pretty funny.
I don't have anything in here that I can think of that's just riff, like riff worthy. Oh, Fortnite, you know, when you'd have the rift.
Oh, the rift to go?
And then you could go.
Yeah, yeah.
Up in the air. That's pretty cool.
Rift to go, they called it. What?
I don't know what this is.
Mitch
Episode
did
109,
it again.
Mitch did it again.
109, that was Mitch. A long time ago.
Mitch McConnell when he froze.
Yes, hilarious.
Yep, got it.
That's almost a year ago that happened.
That's crazy.
What episode was the wedding?
I don't know. 137. No, that was pretty recent.
It's recent.
I don't know.
Or episode 148 or 147. And that was 52. Almost a year ago. Oh, the next time we record, it'll have been Hannah and I's 1 year anniversary.
Wow.
No, not true.
Gavin. After 1 year of marriage, what's one anecdote you could take, one gem that you've mined?
Give him
for?
A gem.
Give us a gem, if you will. You've been mining through your
it's
marriage.
It's hard. Marriage is hard, you
and,
guys.
Oh my gosh,
it's really
through
tough.
Our mining in our suffering.
I'm
we found this
my
gem.
Tears.
That's
is it really as hard as I say? How important is communication?
You guys,
in
you know, marriages are difficult even when they work.
Really?
I don't know. I just hear that a lot.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, communication. You got to let her know what's going on all the time.
Okay.
One thing is,
keep her in the loop.
Was pretty good about was putting things in my I'm always put stuff in my calendar, just like, oh, we're going to go fishing this Sunday or whatever. Oh, we'll do this week. Sometimes I put it in there and I forget to tell her about it.
Like fishing today?
No, I told her about that. But there was one Sunday where we were going to go golfing or one Saturday. We were going to go golfing or something. And forgot to tell her about that. Another one where I was going to help somebody. We were going to help Riker with his demo on his house. Forgot to tell her about that until like a couple days before. And then she really doesn't like it when I forget to tell her when we're recording, especially on a Wednesday night. And like, oh, we actually have to record tonight because Parker's going to Oregon. That's not really life advice. That's just kind of funny.
That is funny.
Because I'm like, oh, I feel like there's something
I guess
you kind of
need to let them know what you're doing. Like even when you're not married, just be like, hey, I'm doing this.
Yeah. I'm pretty good at telling her.
Mariah and I can kind of get by with like waiting until the last minute because it's like, oh, we couldn't have hung out anyways. So...
Oh, I can't FaceTime you.
I think it was...
You just tell her what you're doing.
Yesterday or the day before, I'm like, oh, I'm going fishing on Sunday.
You said that?
Yeah.
Just
like, did I tell you that? Yeah.
Yeah, that's fun.
Just like, what are you doing?
On Sunday.
Yeah.
What do you guys talk about? I mean, there can't be that much.
I'm so funny, dude. You don't even know.
Do you think?
Yeah. Really funny.
Wait, over text?
Do you think she's going to be disappointed when she gets here?
No.
To be like, I'm around him all the time in person, and now he's really not that funny.
I remember... When I first started dating her long distance, and I was telling Christian, I was like, it's so hard to be funny over text when I'm so much better just in person in a natural social setting. How is she going to see this? She's not going to think I'm funny. She's going to hate me. She's going to break up with me. It turns out she didn't.
Didn't break up with him. Didn't hate him.
You send a lot of emojis to be funny?
It depends on my mood, really.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it just depends on what suits the situation best.
Sometimes it's the monkey emoji. Sometimes
dude,
it's
the monkey emoji is so funny.
Like the dot eyes with the tongue out.
Funny emoji. Fun.
There's a new one that's like your face like tilted to the side and there's like wavy lines around it.
It's it looks head, like shaking your head.
Oh, yeah, that one's fun.
Is that one like being scary?
There's one where it's like eyes kind of closed. Like this.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I have noticed that one.
I've used that before.
That's a good one.
The monkey emoji that sit the monkey sitting just like
yeah, that's the monkey emoji.
That's hilarious.
Oh, Haley's calling me.
Oh,
I really should go. We've been recording for an hour.
Not yet.
Let's get some actual. Let's get
the
a gem.
Marriage advice.
I'm gonna throw up.
The never go to bed angry is actually a pretty good one.
I think it's kind of hard to go to bed angry.
We don't really fight. Sometimes we'll have like arguments over dumb stuff.
Little spats.
But it's better.
I'm pretty famous for doing that.
Yeah.
For spats?
No, for just arguing over something that doesn't matter.
Oh, really? Yeah. Is that what she's convinced you about?
Oh, crap.
Yeah. Gotcha. Coach.
You're done.
No, I'll do it and then I'll be like, wait, why?
Yeah, I do that. And then I'll just
be like, hey,
I have to apologize.
That one's my bad.
Because sometimes I'll just get upset over dumb stuff.
It's true.
So, yeah. Don't be up.
You live and you learn.
You will get, here's the thing, you will get upset over really dumb stuff, but just don't be an idiot and apologize for it. Don't be like, oh, I'm just going to hold on to this.
I'm just going to stand my ground.
Even though it's so dumb and I'm like, why am I arguing about this?
Even though I realize I'm wrong.
Yeah. Especially when you realize you're wrong. Don't keep standing your ground.
Yeah.
That's when
that
I like
just
to dig
becomes
deeper.
Manipulative. But
test my limits.
Yeah. Also because we're both pretty busy with I work pretty late some evenings now with my new job. She works super early mornings.
Where'd all
so
the time
unless it's
go?
Like our Saturdays are really the only day we get to sleep in together or we'll wake up. Both still at home. And so.
Don't laugh.
Saturdays are pretty important.
That's nice.
For us. And then, taking time and just talking in the evening before we go to bed.
Yeah, that's nice. I've seen this thing of like finding something to make a routine. Like you do this thing weekly or whatever. Like
Pazookies on Tuesdays.
Yeah. Just something like that. Not that like you need to do that, but that just seems like a fun thing.
Yeah.
Like every week we're going to do this
Taco
thing.
Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
Wakanda Wednesday. We watch Black Panther.
Yep. Every Wednesday.
First W word I can think of.
Thirsty Thursday.
You drink
We'll go get some root beer. Sparkling waters.
We'll get
something.
Hydrated.
Water.
Freaky Friday.
Freaky Friday. That one's fun.
Also we try and go on dates every once in a while. Once a month.
Never stop dating your wife.
Once a month.
Like a nice date.
Me and Haley go on dates 3 times a day.
Yeah, I know. You also spend so much
Gavin,
money.
Stop. Breakfast, lunch, no, I don't.
We went on a date on Friday night to Thai, and then we met Christian Haley at the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was eating a steak dinner, filet mignon, so suck it, losers.
Alone.
Dang it.
No,
we call it a filet mignon.
No, I was with coworkers.
I was with coworkers in
Devon.
Yeah, Hope's a coworker.
Coworker date.
Yeah, and Hope and Devon were there. It looked like your B-roll was so fun. You guys
romantic.
All looked so sad.
That's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Nice and
Jack
steak.
Ryan's, very fancy restaurant.
Great restaurant.
Yeah.
Gavin, thanks for the marriage.
Yeah. Also, we will definitely be recording.
Dude, oh my gosh.
We will definitely be recording again before.
We got 2 days to record.
Yeah, and we're going to lock in from now on.
Can we have Hannah on the next episode and we can do a little
when we got to record.
Wisdom, marriage wisdom segment.
And then me and Haley could be here. Just
you guys
got to
write down questions.
The wisdom.
Yeah, okay.
You guys got to write down questions.
Okay.
Not just look them up last minute. You got to actually like.
Oh, we could do a.
We'll ask the listeners.
Open it up. Bust it wide open for the listeners.
Yeah, that's what we'll call it. Busting it wide.
Busting
for the
it wide.
Pod.
We'll post on Tuesday after the episode's been out.
Ask Gavin and Hannah specific questions.
Yeah. At That's good.
About marriage slash... About
marriage slash...
Oh, do the... We need to do the drawing for the notepad.
Right now? Today?
No,
today.
We don't. There's two people right now. All right,
see you guys.
They're going to stack up. Bye, everybody.
Fine. Well, peace. Those who want it, we'll wait, okay?
Oh, my gosh. What's he talking about
right Give now? Us another week, and then we'll choose. I will not forget you. Peace out.